This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. About a dozen activists and officials gathered in Aurora today to voice outrage and solidarity with the victim of last week's beating by an Aurora police officer. Candace Bailey was at the protest. She said watching body camera footage of the violent arrest brought back memories of Elijah McClain, who died in Aurora police custody in 2019.
We have called out, we have cried and cried and cried and pled. We have begged, we have demanded, and nothing has changed the narrative.
The officers involved in last week's violent arrest have been arrested. The victim is being represented by a civil rights law firm. After weeks of negotiations, the Senate and White House have agreed on details of a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Colorado Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says the package will benefit the state.
Colorado's got a lot of infrastructure that just needs help. So, obviously, roads and bridges are the obvious thing.
The bill also contains money for expanding broadband and improving water quality. Hickenlooper is part of a bipartisan group of 20 senators that had been pushing for this deal. And two major Colorado health systems will now require mandatory COVID vaccinations for employees and even people who are regular visitors to their buildings, like hospital volunteers. UC Health and Denver Health made separate announcements Wednesday that they will join Banner Health in mandating vaccinations. You're listening to CPR News.